Hey, Jeff was just telling me about a local issue. Do you mind if we bring up a local issue? There was a concert, a show in Seattle that we raised a bunch of money, and Jeff was able to earmark some money for a skateboard park. So, in order to do that, you have to go through the normal situations and go through the red tape and the city council. Is that what you have to do? That's what you have to do. Which is a good thing to get used to, because you as citizens can all participate in those kind of things, and letter writing campaigns and emailing campaigns, and it all, believe me, if they get 20 letters on an issue, they actually pay attention. And the reason why is because they don't normally get more than two or three, because people think that things will get taken care of without even them participating. But 20, 30 letters, 100 letters, it does a lot, and they pay attention. Just as a reminder. We're talking about 100 letters. There's 7,000 people here tonight. So look at the power in this room, yeah? So if I'm to understand it correctly, that the skateboard park can be built, but in a way they're using it because a few days ago, Jeff told me that on the cover of the paper, maybe a slow news day or something, but they said that they're going to make it illegal to ride skateboards on the streets? Hail, hail America, free country. Let's drink to being free. Yeah. We feel the same way. So I remember those stickers and those bumper stickers that skateboarding was not a crime, but that was fucking back in 1980 something. It's the year 2003. You know, if you want to go to this, you know, so the worry is that they're using this legal skateboard park to put it against that you can't, you know, skate your way to school or skate your way to work. So anyways, these are not weapons of mass wheel revolution. They're just skateboards. So which leads us to the next song.